Hey Jean-François, you mentioned that the game plan would have been to score the first goal, so you must have been happy that that happened tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. We needed to get a good start. We've talked about it this week with our players. They were aware of it. I thought the last three games we started that we had slow starts. We did come back from behind in two of the three games, but you can't chase the game all the time. So once in a while, it's nice to take the lead. It takes a lot less energy out of you, and so we did that tonight, and that was a good thing for us.
Can you talk about, did you see anything different with Jesse Ylönen compared to early December when you last time playing in a game versus tonight?
Yeah, I think he's playing with a lot of confidence right now. I said in French earlier that he was able to evaluate himself by going up in the NHL and see where he's at with his career. And Elo's a high draft pick for the Montreal Canadiens, a very important player. And he's a great kid. He understands where he is in the organization. He knows he has to be down here. And he's a player that we look at to produce, and he did tonight. He's got to fix a few things in his game, but he's got a bright future ahead of him, and we're going to help him as much as we can to take the next step to get back to the NHL.
Just my last question on Kevin Poulin. He's the number one goalie right now on the team. How do you evaluate his performance over the last week, the last couple of games?
Excellent. He's been good every time he's been in for us. He hasn't had a bad game yet. He's made some big saves, notable this in the first period there. He made the three great saves in on the power play to keep us at 1-0. Guys are confident playing in front of him, and he's a good person. He's a good leader. He's got experience, and we're happy to have him right now.
Thank you.
Hello, Jean-François. I have a pretty simple question here. Is the team's finally getting healthy, getting players back from the NHL? Does that make your job in the assistant coaches a little bit easier to kind of game plan going into a game because you know what to expect from these players and it's not last minute call-ups or pieces coming in and out? Or is it the same mindset every single night going out there and this is what we expect from everybody? Because right from the outset, Utica's a tough team. And this lineup came ready to play, and it was really apparent all night.
It's the same mindset. Doesn't matter who you have. We have a simple plan, and we want the players to adhere to the plan. And it doesn't matter who's on the ice, if he's drafted or a call up. Everybody's expected to play hard, to track hard, and to play for each other. And for us, it doesn't matter who's in the lineup. We try to play the same way every night. And it's been a recipe for us in the last 10 games. I think everybody's been buying into it, and that's what makes us a good team right now.
Is there an advantage having veterans not only from the AHL like Alex Belzile, but also an NHL veteran like Devontae Smith-Pelly in there mentoring some of these young guys who might, be struggling a little bit to find their game, and these veterans who've gone through that, is there a bonus not only with their play on the ice, but also as a mentor on the bench and off the ice going forward?
Oh, absolutely. I think the American Hockey League is, you want to try to win, and you want to try to develop players in a winning environment. And those veterans are key. They're really key to an AHL team. And we saw it with all the call-ups we had in the NHL. The AHL veterans took over, and like Bork and JSD and Smith-Pelly, they have experience, and they could lead the players when the other guys are gone. So, in the AHL, it's very important to have good leadership.